It was, you know, it's a great job. Really, 16 wins. Great job by this team. Players played great tonight. Coaching staff did a real good job. We had a good week of preparation. And I thought we got a lot of things done in the game that we wanted to get done or needed to get done in order to be competitive against the Steelers. I mean, they're a good football team. You know, give them a lot of credit for the season that they had. But, you know, I thought our players today just were able to make the plays we needed to make. We had a lot of areas, a lot of guys contribute, and we were able to take advantage of some opportunities and turn them into big plays, turnovers, stops, touchdowns, whatever the case might be. And so a lot of work this week paid off out there tonight, and proud of the team, happy for the team, happy for all these guys. They all deserved it. It's a good hardworking group, and you know, we're excited to move on.
All right, Bill. Congratulations, Coach.
Oh, sorry.
I just want your feelings on Tom Brady and yourself. This is your seventh AFC title, you know, going to the big dance. And just your thoughts on Tom this whole week.
I think everybody had a good week. You know, Tom played well tonight. You know, everybody played well. Our whole team played well. So we had a good team effort on all three units, both sides of the ball. And, you know, I mean, and the numbers are nice and all that, but it's really about this team and this year and this group of guys. So really happy for our coaching staff, for our players, all the guys, the practice squad players who gave us such a great look this week. You know, again, contributions from all three units. It was just a good team victory, and it's a good team.
Bill, you mentioned getting stops in the red zone, and one of them occurred after the Steelers had apparently scored a touchdown. Mm-hmm. The tackle by Patrick Chung and Daron Harmon to keep James from breaking the plane with the ball, the way the first half ended, and then the stop early in the third quarter. How significant were those two particular sequences?
Yeah, I mean, big. We've you know, seen multiple times games or in some cases seasons come down to a yard. And so that was a big yard there at the end of the half. The tackle, and then the first down goal line play, we stopped, and Valentine got the second one, and then we were able to get a stop there on third down. So that was a big four point swing, and you know, and then the stop in the, what was it, end of the third quarter or fourth quarter? Fourth quarter, right? So, those, you know, obviously that was, you know, really 11 points there. That we saved. So, yeah, that was huge. That was huge. But, you know, our red area defense has gotten better throughout the course of the year. It wasn't first quarter of the season. You know, we've always put a lot of time into it, but the results improved, and that helped us again tonight.
Coach, I know you study film on Chris coming into the season, but did you see his – get a better feel for the way he plays and talk about his game today and the chemistry that he and Tom have developed and reached today?
Well, again, Chris has done a good job for us all year. I mean, he's a good player. He does a lot of things well. He's fast. He runs well after the catch. He's tough. So he had some good opportunities. He took advantage of them. You know, Tom did a good job of, you know, finding open guys. Our protection overall was pretty good. We had an opportunity to extend some plays and to create some separation vertically in the defense and create some space in there. So, again, it's just good team execution. You know, everybody played a good part in it, and that's why we had success.
Bill, you're right. In the October game, you guys had some success running the ball, and the passing game was a little bit of a grind. Tonight was the opposite, had a little difficulty running the ball, but the passing game had some big plays on that. Just curious, what did the Steelers show you? Did they show you kind of a different scheme this time? What were some adjustments that were made?
No, they did a good job on it. We didn't handle the inside very well. They ran a lot of, you know, linebackers crossing up the middle. We missed that several times. You know, we finally got a little bit of production there in the fourth quarter. But, yeah, we would like to have run the ball better, that's for sure. But we had a lot of plays in the passing game, good on third down, so we were able to stay on the field with some third down conversions. even though we had some longer yardage situations. So that was fortunate. But again, the Steelers are. They're a good team. That's why they're playing in this game. They're tough, and they made it tough in the running game on us.
Bill, what is it about a game like this where Tom may have not played his best game against Houston, but bounces back and has the kind of game he does tonight, where he was on from pretty much start to finish?
Yeah, I mean, Tom played well, but again, the whole offense played well. You know, we had good execution, good protection, good spacing on the routes, a lot of good running after the catch, good throwing, good catching. So, yeah, it's good offensive production.
Bill, a two-part question. The first is on the game. More often than not, when you win the toss, you will defer. Today you took the ball. Why was that the best decision in this situation for the team? And do you have any preliminary thoughts on the matchup with the Falcons in the Super Bowl?
No. I mean, I didn't even know they won. I mean, we didn't see the first game. So, obviously they're a great team, or they wouldn't be playing in this game. They've had a great year. Yeah, we took the ball because we thought that was the right thing to do.
Bill, is this achievement even sweeter this year because you guys were given the additional hurdle of playing the first four games of the year without Tom?
No. I mean, like every year has its own challenges. Whatever they are. Every team faces them. Every team has to deal with them. We've dealt with them. Other teams have dealt with them. Whatever it happens to be. So, you know, it's a special year because it's a special team and it's a special group in the way they've worked together, but there are always challenges that we have to overcome, and whatever those are, they are.
Coach, I know you watch schemes, but when Le'Veon went out, how did that impact the rest of the...
Yeah, well, he's a great player, but they have another great back with Williams, and he did a good job. You know, he got downhill on us. You know, he kind of burst through the line of scrimmage, had a little different running style than Bell. They're both great backs, but just different styles. And, you know, he was a problem. So, and, you know, we dealt with him last year in the opener in 15, if you remember. And, you know, he ran well against us there. So they have great depth in their backfield. Those two guys are both really good. They're different, but they're both explosive, hard to tackle, and good, tough runners. So. It's, you know, really whichever one of them's in there is a problem for the defense.
Bill, two-part question. The first one, when not watching the Atlanta-Green Bay game, is that by intention?
Yeah, we're focused on this game. I mean, that game, you know, we didn't win this game. That the game didn't make any difference. So.
Okay, and the second part is Logan Ryan, on some of the two-way go stuff that he covers, looks like over the years he's gotten better at handling that. Is there a particular reason for his progression on that?
Well, I mean, again, you know, Pittsburgh has excellent receivers. They obviously have a great quarterback and a good offense. So, you know, they challenge you on everything offensively. Very good in the passing game. Logan works hard. He studies film, you know, relentlessly. He does a great job preparing for the overall passing game and the individual matchups that he has. So, you know, I think he's... You know, he's one of the hardest working players, you know, one of our smart players that's great with communication and understanding. He has a lot of experience in the system, and he and Devin, Pat, Duran, corners all work well together, but he's kind of right in the middle of it. And his experience and overall knowledge of the game and the position are that's a big help for us defensively.
Bill, two turnovers tonight forced by the defense, one of them the fumble forced by Kyle, a player who began the season elsewhere, another the interception by Eric, who you got, of course, after preparation for the season began. I'm curious how you balance when you get these new players, and Devin just talked about how it took them a while to learn the defense. You balance the sense of urgency in a win-now league with the patience to keep the ultimate goal in mind and to allow those guys to work their way into the game plan from week-to-week basis and so forth?
Yeah, well, I mean, overall, fortunately, this is a year where I'd say we weren't forced into playing players as quickly sometimes as you are when you have injuries and players that aren't available. That really wasn't the case too often, so we're able to bring the players along, and when they were ready, we were able to play them. And that certainly would be the case with both those guys. I don't think they were active when they first got here. And those are two huge plays in the game. You know, Kyle's long and fast, and has the ability to cover a lot of space, and did a great job to get the ball out there. And you know, Eric made a good play. Looked like maybe there was some miscommunication on that route between you know, the quarterback and the receiver, but you know, he read it well and went up and high pointed the ball, made a good interception, a good run back. So, but two big plays in the game, no question about it, and that kind of took the game from being, you know, pretty close, pretty competitive to, you know, a bigger separation gap. So, in part because of the turnovers, and then because the offense was able to convert those into productive points. So, they're two huge plays in the game.
Coach, back here, as far as substitutions and just, you know, going against their subsets, take a guy like Hightower off the field, you know, he makes the calls like Brewski, like Mayo, and just this kind of a theme all year to where one guy, hey, you might be a little bit down, you know, these two series, but we're going to get back in here and see the run stuffs he had, but just roll the dice with that and how your team has responded for whether a guy's down or up just based on the matchups that you guys have had the entire year.
Well, I think the linebacker group in particular that you mentioned, Zoe's, you know, has a great chemistry. Those guys really work well together, and we've had some you know, moving parts in there, guys playing different roles. And, you know, Shea and you know, obviously High, Kyle, you know, Landon, those guys all, you know, played a significant role for us. And the communication at times is a little bit challenging when if the green dot's on one guy and he's not in there, then it falls to somebody else. But, you know, those they do a good job of that, and our safeties do a good job with that communication as well. So, you know, we've been able to handle it. But it's a little bit of a challenge when the same person's not in there for every single snap as far as that part of it goes. But, you know, Dante's given us great leadership all year. And again, it's a young group. Kyle's new. Shea's new. Shea was really a defensive end, outside linebacker, and then we, you know, moved him back in midseason. And, you know, Landon's a, you know, a young player. So, you know, Dante's really done a good job of you know, bringing that group together, giving them great leadership, helping them communication. And those guys have embraced it, and they've grown themselves. So it's, you know, that's a good room. Coach Flores has done a real good job with that group. And the transition that we had in midseason and so forth, but he's done a great job of, you know, improving that every week. And those guys work hard. They care. They try to get it better. When we make a mistake, they correct it and work hard to fix it. And you know, that's been a big improvement over the course of the last second half of the season. And it's been huge for us defensively.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the preparation and maybe the execution of the guys like Logan and Malcolm and the safeties on Antonio Brown specifically, and kind of keeping him from having the big days that he's had all season long, and kind of keeping him reined in?
Right. Well, I mean, he was still a problem tonight, no question about that. You know, Malcolm was on him most of the night, and, you know, Malcolm did a good job. He had a couple of big pass breakups. You know, Brown's a great player, and you know, they were able to get him the ball on some crossing patterns and outcut, a couple plays over the middle. So, I mean, you know, you're not going to shut this guy out. I mean, he's too good of a player, and they have too good of a quarterback. But just try to, you know, keep it competitive, not get beat by, you know, big long plays that you can't get back. Keep it in front of you and, you know, hope to live for another set of downs. And, you know, I thought we overall tackled him fairly well, and he's a hard guy to tackle. I thought even on the punt return, you know, Ryan Allen gave us a great punt there. Slater was down, kind of made him dodge a little bit there, and then John Jones was able to come in and trip him up. But, you know, if he'd gotten through there, it would have been, well, he would have been a tough guy to corral at that point. So, you know, just getting him on the ground with the ball is a hard thing. And, you know, they keep playing our leverage, getting good tackling overall by the entire secondary, but Malcolm had the primary coverage on him most of the night tonight.
A couple final questions to your right, Tom Kerr.
Hey, Bill. This season began in September with a backup quarterback starting the first four games and then actually the third-string quarterback there for 1.5 games. Do you think back at all and reflect at what you guys have overcome, not just during that period of the first four games, but the number of different things, including, you know, whether it be Gronk or any other player who is not able to be here injury-wise or whatever. You guys have overcome a fair amount.
Yeah. Oh, we never dwell on that. We take the, you know, the hand that we're dealt and play the cards. And we're very fortunate. You know, we have a good team. We have a lot of good players. We have good depth. Nick Caserio and his staff, you know, Dave Ziegler on the pro side, you know, Monty on the college side, and all the guys that work in there. I mean, they've done a great job of, you know, helping to build the depth on this team. And look, every team has injuries. Every team loses a player. It's unfortunate, but that's life in the NFL. But we've had players that have been able to work hard, be prepared, and take advantage of those opportunities and help the team win. And in all three units and really every game. You referenced the beginning of the year, but it's, you know, it's been true in every game, really. So it's a credit to those guys, a credit to the depth on our team and the way that those guys prepare. They work hard. They don't know if they're going to get an opportunity or not, but then when it finally comes and they do get it, you know, they're usually ready to take advantage of it and help the team win. So that's, yeah, and that's why we're where we are. We have a special team, a special group of guys that really work hard, and they deserve the success that they've had. I mean, it's hard to win 16 games in this league, and, you know, got to give a lot of credit to the players and the job they've done all year, week after week. It's tough, but they come in and grind it out. I mean, they sit in these seats for hours and hours and hours and prepare and go out there and lay it on the line every week. It's, again, it's a good group of men.
Back row, last question.
Bill, how did you keep Tom upright and clean as much as you did tonight against a very good Steelers D that's had a lot of success pressuring quarterbacks?
Well, you know, Steelers, they have, I mean, obviously have good players there. They ran a lot of ran quite a bit of three-man rush, and we were able to get some good. I mean, first of all, our line did a good job. Certainly Marcus and Nate on the edges, you know, did a good job. But overall, you know, our protection was pretty solid. They gave us some three-man rush. And again, it's always easier for the quarterback when they're open receivers to throw the ball. So, the combination of protection and good route running, good distribution against zone coverage by our receivers, then it's easy to get the ball out on time. The hard part for the quarterback is, you know, when the protection isn't great and there's nobody open, then, you know, what are you going to do with the ball? So that's a tough situation. So, our receivers did a great job of creating separation, creating space. Our line played well. Again, some of the rush, you know, was more designed to cover than it was to pressure. But we had some good extra blocks from guys like Devlin, James White, LG, that were able to make some of those plays, allow them to extend longer because of the extra time that Tom had, and the receivers were able to create separation in those zones. So that was, again, good team execution. Okay, great. Thank you.